Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 54, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 54 is a review lesson. I have no neutral thoughts. I see no neutral things. I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my seeing. I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my thoughts. I am determined to see. Neutral thoughts are impossible because all thoughts have power. They will either make a false world or lead me to the real one. But thoughts cannot be without effects. As the world I see arises from my thinking errors, so will the real world rise before my eyes as I let my errors be corrected. My thoughts cannot be neither true nor false. They must be one or the other. What I see shows me which they are. What I see witnesses to what I think. If I did not think, I would not exist, because life is thought. Let me look on the world I see as the representation of my own state of mind. I know that my state of mind can change, and so I also know the world I see can change as well. I have no private thoughts. I cannot see a private world. Even the mad idea of separation had to be shared before it could form the basis of the world I see. Yet that sharing was a sharing of nothing. I can also call upon my real thoughts, which share everything with everyone. As my thoughts of separation call to the separation thoughts of others, so my real thoughts awaken the real thoughts in them. And the world my real thoughts show me will dawn on their sight as well as mine. I am alone in nothing. Everything I think or say or do teaches all the universe. A son of God cannot think or speak or act in vain. He cannot be alone in anything. It is therefore in my power to change every mind along with mine. For mine is the power of God. Recognizing the shared nature of my thoughts, I am determined to see. I would look upon the witnesses that show me the thinking of the world has been changed. I would behold the proof that what has been done through me has enabled love to replace fear. Laughter to replace tears, and abundance to replace loss. I would look upon the real world and let it teach me that my will and the will of God are one. as I contemplate this lesson, I got hung up on the paragraph on I see no neutral things. It says, if I didn't think, I would not exist because life is thought. And that didn't sound right. So I went to the dictionary and I found a definition of think. It says, to have a conscious mind, to some extent of reasoning, remembering, experiencing, making rational decisions, etc. So to have a conscious mind is to think. And with this definition, all the stickiness of that sentence fell away. If I did not think, then I would not exist because life is thought. If I did not have a conscious mind, if I did not have consciousness, then I would not exist because life is consciousness. And with that, all the stickiness drops away. When I sit in my heart, there aren't thoughts per se, but there is the conscious mind present, and I am aware of it. Consciousness is what we are. If I did not have consciousness, I would not exist, because life is consciousness. Consciousness is life. I am determined to see. As I am determined to see with vision, to see with consciousness of what I am, the truth of what is all around me, in me, I am determined to see with the vision of Christ. I am determined to see the truth of who I am. I see no neutral things. I see either with the vision of truth or I see with the ego. What I see witnesses to what I think. If I did not think, I would not be alive, because life is thought. Therefore, I am always thinking, always conscious. So I give my willingness. Let me look on the world I see as a representation of the consciousness that I am. The truth of who I am. I know I can see the world with either the ego or the truth, connected into the consciousness that I am, my truth. Holy Spirit, help me today to remember who I am, to connect deeply to the heart, where I can experience my consciousness as my truth, as my life. Help me to remember my love for you and your love for me throughout the day. And in remembering this, I will see with vision. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we come to a stillness. We may do this by watching the breath to quiet the mind. We may do this by coming into awareness and turning inward, by scanning the body, the emotions or mood, and the thoughts. As we quiet the mind, we turn our minds directly towards the heart. Not paying attention to and not giving any energy to any thoughts that come into the mind. Instead, we look directly into the heart. And we ask the heart to reveal to us what our true thoughts are, the thoughts that come from the heart, not from the mind. The thoughts that come from consciousness and not from the ego. As a thought comes up, notice if it is a thought of fear, or as Jesus might say, a little scrap of meanness. And notice if there is something in this thought you want to defend. Are you willing to defend a thought of the ego? You may at first want to defend the thought, but look to the heart and ask, do I want to defend this thought from the mind, from the ego? As pure consciousness, without any attachments to ego fears, your heart has no desire to defend an ego thought. Where does your devotion lie? Continue to stay focused on your heart, letting it reveal your truth. And as thoughts come up from the mind, ask your heart, pure consciousness, ask if this is a thought you want to defend. Thank you for joining with me in sitting in our heart. Pure consciousness, pure love, bliss. Namaste.